sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And you've got the pleasure today. Are you ready? Your Moose LaRousse is in the house. Good morning.
I guess the formal title is Master Sergeant Moose LaRousse.
There you go. Or it might be Master Sergeant Michael LaRousse.
Well, that's
everyone
right.
Calls you Moose LaRousse.
It depends
right?
on whether I'm in or out of the phone booth.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, that's right. The Superman.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. We talk to you about home safety a lot of
right.
times. How to stay safe at home, how to stay safe when we're out shopping, how to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're talking about how realtors can stay safe.
Right. And that, you know, that is a special circumstance. That is a group of professionals, obviously, that go out, show homes alone, do open houses, go to neighborhoods that are not their own. So you're right. Everything is a little bit different. I've looked at that. I've spoke to realtors over the year, and I'm glad we're doing this segment.
Well, it's an important thing. We've got a safety course being offered to realtors this week. There is a lady called Tracy, Tracy the safety lady.
Good.
Tracy
Good.
Hawkins.
Awesome.
She's been a realtor for a long time, years, not quite as many years as I have, but almost. She's getting close. But she is been teaching about how realtors can stay safe for a long time.
I'm sure her input is excellent in all 50 states. What I would bring to the discussion is really specifically things for Oklahoma and Oklahoma City, in particular, the metro area.
Well, let's welcome Tracy, and then we're
very
let's
much
talk
so.
About that. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am well. How are you doing?
Well, I am well, and thank you. We really appreciate your being on here. I have a lot of realtors listening to the show. And so, realtors, my friends out there, if you are not signed up for Tracy's course, Tracy's coming to Oklahoma City this week. And we're going to tell you how to sign up for that. But first of all, Tracy, tell us about you. How did you ever get into safety?
Let me start at the beginning. I happen to have a twin sister, and she and I got our real estate licenses together, I want to say over 30 or so years ago. She is still a practicing real estate agent. And after a few years, I decided that this is not necessarily for me. So I wanted to get into a business that was beneficial, where I felt good at the end of the day and that no one else was really doing. So I started selling safety products to retailers here in the Kansas City area. And I did that for a while. And then I decided I wanted to open my own store. So I opened a store in a local mall, and I did that for a few years. And I specialized in nothing but safety and security products. After a while, I started getting a little restless. It's like, there's got to be more. My sister said, hey, no one's really talking about real estate safety. So I did a little investigating, and then I started my safety speaking career. And I started speaking locally here in the Kansas City area, going from office to office, teaching about safety during sales meetings. And then that went to the next level. I started, I want to say Oklahoma was one of the first states where I got to teach outside of my home state. So I started teaching locally and then nationally, and then it just took off from there. And then I got an opportunity to start writing about safety for one of the, for the National Association of Realtors, one of the leaders in the field. And I recently wrote one of the most read articles of the year. That was back in 2017 when I wrote about male agent safety, because that was something that was never really talked about, but it was a big deal. And I've been a contributing writer since, and more recently I've been a resource for Inman, and also in the past for other industry publications, including Trulia, and I'm trying to think of the others. And I want to say about 4 years ago, after the murder of Beverly Carter, I got national opportunity in mainstream media to talk about real estate safety. That included an appearance on the Today Show. I got contacted by CNN.com, the Washington Post, and also ABCNews.com. Got an opportunity as a real estate safety expert to talk about safety in this field, which the U.S. Department of Labor considers a high-risk occupation. It's a hazardous occupation, and no one really addresses that. So I took that upon myself to create programming for real estate agents.
And you actually have a designation that you've written, right?
Oh, perfect timing. Perfect timing. I had an opportunity to talk to an education director, and she said, Tracy, I'd love to bring you in to talk about safety, she said, but I can't invest in you because real estate agents are going to show up and it would be a money-losing proposition for me. So that was my aha moment, and it's like, how on earth can I make real estate safety profitable? I created that designation, and it's called the Consumer Safety and Security Specialist Designation, and that's the first day that I'm going to be there in Oklahoma. I'm teaching those two classes back-to-back. I want to say that's the 16th, on Tuesday the 16th.
It's this coming Tuesday.
Right. And I can't wait to get there.
And and then you've got something for brokers the following day.
The next day, no one else is teaching real estate brokers, managers, and owners how to reduce their liability. After the Beverly Carter death, her family sued the real estate company, CryLike. And my thinking was, if they had known better, if they had safety training in place, if they knew what to do and what to look for, they could have reduced their liability. So my goal is to teach leadership how to reduce their liability, and that includes having effective safety training. It includes having safe work safe policies in your office, how to set up a safety policy. And finally, the bonus, I wrote a real estate safety policy handbook. No one else has done that. So everyone who attends that class will get that handbook, and they can walk away from my session on Wednesday knowing how to immediately set up safety policies in their offices and how to go forward and reduce their liability by having their agents participate in, you know, signing the handbook, acknowledging it. And one of the most important things is making sure they have quality, effective safety training. Not just anybody can be a real estate safety expert.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. And we also, by the way, happen to have my safety expert right in the house, Master Sergeant Michael LaRousse, and more fondly called Moose LaRousse. And Michael, you've been on a lot to help us with safety things. So when we return from our break, we're going to talk about specifically what are the most dangerous things, what's the most proactive things that you can do to help yourself be safe. I could share a couple of scary stories, but I think Tracy could probably share some crazy stories and some scary stories too. And just as a cautionary tale, not to scare you to death, but to tell you, trust your gut, basically. So we're going to return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins team, license number 47388. And that's what I do every day, by the way, folks. I sell real estate, list property, sell property, have a spectacular team. We're a small team, but we're a mighty team. We definitely sell a lot of real estate, and every time I tell you about a smoking hot deal, which I'll do right before the we're on like a 37-week run here.
Excellent.
Every time I mention a property as a smoking hot deal, it sells before the next week. So that's awesome. So we'll be giving you our smoking hot deal. It's in UConn this week, by the way. So, and Moose LaRousse.
Yes.
Master Sergeant.
Right. Oklahoma Moose. City Police Department, Southwest Division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, boy, the Amazon place down there is really going up.
It is, isn't it? It's just, yeah, it's just to the south of us.
If you just pretend that it's a sea or an ocean,
right,
you would have quite the view, wouldn't you?
No kidding. That's going to be an area that develops without a doubt.
Yeah. Industrial areas. Those are areas that realtors don't go into often because most realtors are residential resales.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we
neighborhoods
go,
are important, though.
Yeah. So we go into neighborhoods more often than not. And we've got on our phone line Tracy Hawkins, the safety lady, who's coming to Oklahoma City this week to teach safety classes for our local association, which is the Oklahoma City Metropolitan Association of Realtors called OCMAR. And Tracy, we're talking about the most dangerous things realtors can do this segment. What are the most, what's your top three? What top two dangerous things realtors can do?
Okay, first of all, you hit upon it right before the break. You said the most important thing, and that's to trust your instinct. That's, I lead every single class, any safety class, whether it's real estate or general safety, senior safety, I lead every single class with that one piece of advice. Listen to your bodies. Human beings, every animal in nature has a built-in survival mechanism that is hardly ever wrong, and it's called instinct, intuition, sixth sense, gut, whatever you want to call it. I implore real estate agents and everyone to trust it. If your body is telling you something's wrong, if your heart's beating fast, if the hairs are standing up on the back of your neck and your arm, your body is warning you. And so often, in the interest of being polite, we ignore that voice, and that voice can tell us when we're in danger. And even in the Beverly Carter situation, her instinct told her, her instinct warned her that there was a problem, and she listened to it, and then she still proceeded. But the point is, every instance, your body's going to tell you something's wrong. So that's number one. Number two, it used to be common to say, you know, meet in the office. As a matter of fact, it was called CITO, C-I-T-O, come into the office. That's not realistic anymore. A lot of real estate agents probably never step foot in their office more than once a month or to close transactions. So I have transformed that saying into meet in public. You must meet somewhere where there are witnesses. And I can't say it enough, but criminals are cowards, and I know the master sergeant will agree. They're cowards, and they want to do what they can do in the easiest manner without any witnesses. So if you make it a point to meet somewhere in public where someone can see them and know who they are, that's one of the most important factors of keeping them from victimizing you. And a lot of other industries don't have a problem doing that, like apartment leasing. They make you come into the office before you can see the property. They make you leave ID. Real estate agents need to be just as vigilant. Your safety is just as important. And then thirdly, I'm trying to think. There's so many things I can fill up. Like, I'm going to be speaking for 9 hours, so there's so many things you can do. But having a safety plan in place, knowing in advance what you're going to do, and having an actual plan in place, that also includes procedures and protocol. Don't just wing it. A lot of times agents love being agents because they're independent contractors, and they can just do whatever they want to do when they want to do it because they don't have bosses. I say have specific protocols, safety practices in place, and that's what we're going to talk about this upcoming week. We're going to talk about everything from screening, how to have a plan in place for that, showing the proper ways to show. Even for the brokers, managers, and owners, we're going to talk about their offices, how to make sure that there's a proper procedure in the office for guests, for agents, for clients who come into the office. So planning, protocols and practices, so very important.
Well, let me interject there, because I can tell you a scary thing that happened to me in my office. I had someone, I was there on a Saturday, and I'd stopped by actually after my radio show to pick up papers or do something. I don't even remember why I was there, and I kind of got distracted going through my email, and I locked the door going to the outside, but it was a duplex office. So there was an exterior door, and then there was a door to my office and a door to the dentist office next door. And I didn't notice. I must have been back making a copy or doing something when the cleaning person from the dental office came in and left the exterior door unlocked. And all of a sudden, I am sitting in my office just concentrating. And I look up, and there is a man standing right in front of me and leaning on my desk, imposing. And this is someone we had dealt with, frankly. I'd never seen him in person, but I had heard my agents. And this guy was nuts. Very volatile. And we had three people in our office that he somehow got to go look at property with them. And then he appears in my office. And I mean, he was very stealth. Wow. It was a very, very scary moment for me. And so I remembered his name, and I'll call him Ronald. That was not his name. And I said, and he had been referred to me by one of my clients, by the way. He was a cousin of one of my clients. And I said, well, Ronald, I said, that is awesome. Can you wait right here for me? Because I've got to run to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And I went to the bathroom. Then I went outside the door, the back door, got in my car and left.
Good for you. Yeah, tactical exit.
But
you were able to think on your feet. Good for you.
But do you know something? That guy committed suicide that week.
Wow.
He was unstable.
Oh, yeah.
And there is no telling what was about to happen there. But I trusted my gut. It was one of those things to where every hair on the back of your neck stands up. And you know you're in danger. I did have the presence of mind to know I needed to get out that back door. So I had to get around him because he was in front of me between the door and me. I could not have gotten past him had he not wanted me to.
Always know what your exits are, how to get in and how to get out.
Right.
Whether you're in a restaurant, neighborhood, a house.
A theater,
an
airplane.
Know where your exit strategy
That's
is.
The first thing that...
And think about it before you need it.
My family, my kids joked all the time, teased me when we sat down in a theater or when we were on an airplane. I would say, count the rows. Because if something happens, it might go totally dark. You have to count the rows to know where your door is. And they would tease me. Guess what their kids do right now? They count the rows.
Right.
And we try always to get no more than two rows from the exit door on an airplane. And we try to sit close to an exit door in a theater. Things happen in theaters. Things happen in public. They happen everywhere. But you have to trust your gut. And I think that was the main thing. Meet in public. And I'll tell you something. Meeting in public, do you know that I do about half my listings in my office now?
Really?
I do. I have people come...
Will they come to you?
Do you know something? I don't have to see someone's house for them to decide whether or not they want to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to me about my team, my marketing plan, what I think the value of their house is, how I am going to serve them, what kind of communication I'm going to have with them. That can all be determined in my office, so I meet them in my office.
Right.
And then Judy or I, one of us, will go. I have a listing partner, and Judy or I will go out to their home to analyze their home after they've listed their house.
Right. And one thing that I've done, Becky, and that agents will learn on Tuesday is part of my designation, part of the whole different focus and perspective is how to make more money being a safer agent. And then people say, what does that look like? Let me tell you what it looks like. It looks like me creating takeaways, actual handouts, marketing tools that real estate agents can use to inject safety into the equation. for sellers. I teach real estate agents. First and foremost, we talk about ways to make sure the house that you're going to, that the person who lives there is who they say they are, and to find out about their background to know who you're dealing with. Because again, you're walking into a stranger's house. So good for you for finding a way around that. But you, at some point, they still have to go to the house. So what I say is, on your listing appointment, here's how to add a twist to that.
We're going to talk about that right after our news break. How to be safe when you're going to a stranger's home. We're here with Moose LaRousse. We've got Tracy Hawkins, the safety lady, on the phone. Stay tuned. We've got so much to talk about right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and the infamous Moose LaRousse, Master Sergeant Moose LaRousse from the Oklahoma City Police Department. And we have on the phone with us Tracy Hawkins, the safety lady from Kansas City. And Tracy's coming here to teach safety to realtors this week. Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you through your insurance claim, to fix the tiniest of repairs on your roof, hook you up with guttering to help prevent house settlement. They are my go-to person. We have our own special rep, Tad Drake, and we love Tad. He's really helped out a lot of our clients. So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. Call Robbins Roofing and tell them Becky told you to call. You'll kind of get on the top of the list, I think, if you do that. Our word of the day today is counter-surveillance.
Counter-surveillance. And just something on that. Surveillance is what everyone should be doing, realtors and just any citizen. And that is, you've got your head on a swivel. You're looking at the area. You're looking for what's out of place, what looks suspicious. Now, counter-surveillance is actually you're looking for the bad guy that's doing their surveillance. And it may be you that's being surveilled. It may be the property. It may be your car. But your head is on a swivel, and you're looking, what is out of place, and why are they looking at me and others? Counter-surveillance.
Well, and, you know, it's counter-surveillance measures taken to prevent someone surveilling you, right? Including,
well, you want to pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what do you do with that information is also something else. And I think what I can bring, and generically across the country, if you have information, as you both were talking about the gut feeling, something's out of place, it doesn't seem right, and you don't want to push through it. But if you identify something that looks out of place or suspicious, what do? Yes, if you can, you make a tactical retreat like you did. You got out of Dodge. But also, probably in every city, in every state in the United States, you have to notify the police. Now, in Oklahoma City, specifically, it can be done through 911. Through other cities, it may be a non-emergency number. So I recommend that everyone find out what is that number. But 911 in Oklahoma City is golden to report, yes, a non-emergency, a suspicious person, vehicle, or incident. And so that's what you get the guys coming. You can always counsel them, the unit, if it turns out to be something else.
Well, and the thing is, the trusting your gut thing is kind of the main thing. But that is a reactive type thing. That is not counter surveillance.
Trusting, no, Kenner said you want to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I mean, you want to
pick them up before they pick you up.
Employ a set of actions that will then reduce your risk of being surveilled and someone watching you.
But, for example, we're talking about going to look at a house, and you, during the break, mentioned to me that some people have called in, they didn't own the property. Okay, the property could be the bait, and they're looking to intercept you in between your office in that property. They know that you're going to end up there, and they can backtrack that.
Well, and the thing is we have people call in to list properties that don't own the properties.
Right, exactly.
And
what's that about?
Most of those are people like the girlfriend of the ex-spouse of the person that actually owns the property, thinking, and she seemed somehow thought that I could come sell that property because it belonged to her boyfriend that she lives with.
Right.
And then I check the tax records, and he doesn't even own it. It belongs to the ex-wife, his ex-wife. Well, I can't sell that.
Correct.
Without the ex-wife. And probably her current spouse, you know. So, but you have to know exactly what that is. Tracy, what do you think about that?
The second class on Tuesday is my technology class. We talk about technology, internet resources. We talk about social media safety. But one thing I teach people is there are so many online resources for you to do your homework.
Right.
I think it was Master Sergeant there, you mentioned the, or Becky, what if you mentioned the tax records? That's number one. But there's so many other resources, so many online businesses that make it their business to put all of your information, your public, private information out there for anyone and everyone in the public to see. I tell agents about those resources online, how to do your research, how to know whose home or who owns the house that you're going to, so that you can know that you're not walking into, like you said, Becky, into what could be a trap, using the house as bait. And so often, real estate agents distrustingly go to a listing appointment and believe they're meeting with the sellers. Having done this across the country, I've taught thousands of agents over 24 years. I hear stories, and I'll never forget one story that really stands out in my mind of an agent who went to a listing appointment, and the seller or so-called seller was there and all immature, and something smelled funny in that water, and they drank it, and then there were they were out of it. They knew something was wrong. So you have to be careful not only meeting strangers to show the house, but when listing. And the first class, I provide tools. There is a security checklist. So when you're going to the listing appointment, first of all, you've done your homework. You know exactly who you're dealing with. You know who's home. You know if they have a record. You know anything and everything about them. So when you get to the house, you're pretty safe. But what you're doing now is you're talking to them about something no other agent is talking to them about. You're telling them how to list their house and how to maneuver the real estate market in a safer manner. The safety and security checklist that I provided allows the agent to go through the house with the seller, telling them things that they can do to make the house more safe when it's on the market. That includes things like getting rid of those piles of paper, mail, anything like that that could have financial information. Someone could steal their identity by stealing their bank or their financial statement. It talks to them about getting rid of any valuables, how carelessly people leave their DVD players or their cell phones, their cameras, their laptops, just, and their tablets just laying around.
Tracy, I've had someone leave $400 bills. Mm. On a weightlifting bench. The parents had left this for the son to do something specific, and we had a showing before the son got there to pick up his cash. Mm. And the way I handle that is I always take a picture of it, and I send it to the listing agent saying, it was there when we got there, mm-hmm. it was there when we left.
Right.
But, yeah, so there's just things that are kind of common sense. And then there's things that are you kind of have to go a little bit above and beyond to counter surveil.
Yeah. And as was mentioned, you want to do your homework. And I can say that in Oklahoma, if you look at the Oklahoma State Court Network,
OSCN.net,
you're looking at, you can do look at someone if they have a criminal history or even a civil history, because sometimes you know, it's just good to know who you're dealing
with. Well, if they filed bankruptcy and been evicted from four places
right.
in the last 10 years, What makes you think that they all of a sudden got put in a position to own a house or buy a house or something like that? So in our office, we use Ben Verified, which is a subscription.
Right.
And we write down the phone number they call from. We look that up on Ben Verified and see who is associated with that phone number. And then we write down the number that they say they have, because sometimes those are two different numbers, right? And ask for their email address. Let me email you some pictures real quick of that property before we go out there. And then we have their email address. Again, we can kind of verify that. And if any agent in my office feels the least little bit not sure, and they still want to go, because, I mean, if you're a scaredy cat to the point to where you can't function,
right,
you're not ever going to make a commission check, then we go in numbers, at least two, sometimes three. And we're not shy about saying why we're in numbers. Most people would make up a story. Oh, we're going to lunch after the showing or something like that. We just say, you sounded a little weird on the phone, so we thought we'd bring our muscle with us. I mean, we're pretty bold at something like that.
You know, if I could add something, if we're going to talk about technology or things, first of, say, even with your background check, if someone checks out completely clean, at the department, we sort of have an unofficial motto, in God we trust, all others verify. Well, even if they have a clean record, you're still going there, and that gives you a tactical edge by watching them and what their mannerisms, what they're doing. You don't want to let your guard completely down. But one thing I might throw in there, now I don't know that it's really been discussed, and it's new technology for us, is body-worn cameras. You know, body-worn cameras is something that you can wear on your lapel and you can give disclosure. By the way, to keep an accurate record of the conversation stuff, I would like you to know I wear a body-worn camera, and it goes to the cloud. When you say that, you've already got someone realizing it's too late. My image is captured. It's left you. So it does no good to kill you and destroy the camera because the image has already been uplinked. So, again, anything you can do to let someone know that they've already been seen and the incident's not contained. Not contained. And I would just throw that out as something to research, is a body-worn camera.
Right. And I bet Tracy has a lot of information about that. We can talk about it. We're up next to a break. And anybody looking to buy something in Yukon, you better stay tuned, because we've got our smoking hot deals coming up right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, right here on News Radio 1000, KTOK. You're listening to Becky Ivins. My number, by the way, I give out everyone else's number except my own sometimes.
What's that about?
I know, right? I know. Call me at 722-3232. I will come look at your house. I probably will first meet you in my office. I don't tell people that to start with, but that's just the safe thing to do. And we're talking about safety today with Master Sergeant Moose LaRouse from the Oklahoma City Police Department, and Tracy, the safety lady, who teaches real estate safety all over the U.S. It's a little gated community within a gated community. We're double snobby in our neighborhood.
close to Paycom. I mean,
close to Paycom. Yes, yes. It is a lovely neighborhood. We only have 39 homes in there. And I want to tell you, everybody knows everybody in there. They know every car in there. That's what I like about that. I don't think those gates do a lot of safety for us. I think what they do is define us as a neighborhood. And I love being part of a little bitty neighborhood where everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows which kids are which. And if you've got somebody, we've got one young adult that is, do you know, I believe he is severely autistic. that walks, Stephen, walks our neighborhood about six times a day. He walks all the way around it. Everybody yells at Stephen, waves to him. Everybody knows him. And we've got other little kids in the neighborhood that everybody just looks out
after.
So you
would know what was out of place.
That's what
you
I
see,
love.
We want all neighborhoods to know that.
I know, but most neighborhoods are bigger. It's
you
harder.
Know, but as true it is as it is, it's more efficient actually than the police officer that rides the area, because we ride huge sectors of Oklahoma City. So really, we try to get people locally in their neighborhood, in their residence, in their houses to know your neighbor, but you can identify still better than the police officer that may be responding just to a 911 call or driving through. You live there, and you should know what's out of place, maybe not to the degree you do in your smaller 30-whatever house, mm-hmm. you know, community, but we still want everyone to recognize what is out of place in their neighborhood, and we get some very good calls.
We
catch the bad guy.
When the Oklahoma City Police Department gets a call from our neighborhood, I will tell you, we get a really, really fast response. But we've got people that don't call frivolously.
Correct.
But we've had a couple of times where neighbors, first of all, they call 911 and tell them, we've got a guy roaming the neighborhood that doesn't belong here. But then they start calling the neighbors, and those neighbors call other neighbors. Everyone mm-hmm. makes sure that their right. doors are locked.
That's the Hefner Division up there, and I'm going to make them mad by saying they're overstaffed and underworked. So call them. Call them. Put them to work. Get them out there looking at your suspicious subject. They're going to be mad at me for
Is
saying
my
that.
My friend Labadee still up there? Do you know him?
Oh, I. Yeah.
I've got.
If he's got a dad or a granddad, I'd know him.
Oh, there you go. They. We have a lot of OHP and OCPD
Excellent.
That are clients of ours.
Very good.
And you kind of get in with one, and they. When they know they trust you and
Correct.
Then you do a good job, they pass you around
good
to
referrals.
Their friends
right.
and you do a good job. Well, Tracy, we're going to talk real quickly about, I want to say what you're going to be coming here for, but then Moose, I want you to say, particularly in the Oklahoma City area, what should realtors be looking out for? Tracy's going to be here in Oklahoma City. Tracy Hawkins, the safety lady. If you are a realtor, you need to go to the Oakmar website and sign up. Our association is paying for this. There is no cost to you if you're a member of Oakmar. How's that for the education committee doing
wow.
a good job? Yeah.
Wow.
Do what's important. You'll be here Tuesday for a morning and an afternoon, and they're different sessions. It's not a repeat. And on Wednesday for brokers. So
right. On Tuesday, the agents will take the two classes, and in those classes, they'll learn safe practices from A to Z, everything they need to know, whether you're a new agent or a veteran agent. You're going to learn everything you need to know to be safe during any part of the real estate transactions, from listings to showing buyers. And then the technology class in the afternoon, we're talking about all kinds of technology resources. We talk about smart homes and how that impacts the real estate market. And a lot of agents don't think about that. From the time you're standing on the front porch, there could be a video camera, a doorbell, and you need to make sure you watch what you say and moving throughout the house. So we're talking about things like that no other safety
right.
class covers, and different technology resources. And agents that day will earn my consumer safety and security designation.
That's
and
awesome.
That yeah, it is.
That you've
Very
taken
good.
Extra steps to be a safe agent. Next morning, Wednesday morning, is when the brokers, managers, and owners will earn a certification showing that they've done what they're supposed to do to reduce their liability. So that looks good on the business side of it, because they're saying we provide safety training.
I hate to interrupt, but we're about to go off the air.
Uh-oh.
Moose.
Last thought, head on a swivel. Don't hesitate calling 911 to report what suspicious needs to be checked out by the professionals. And
in
again,
Oklahoma City, what should they look for?
In Oklahoma City, you look for who's watching you or others. You've got to ask yourself, why is that person bird-dogging me?
Right. Tracy, thank you so much. I'll see you on Tuesday. And Moose, as always.
Oh, yeah.
You
thank you
so
for
much.
Having
Master
me on.
Master Sergeant Moose LaRue from the Oklahoma City Police Department, our friend and colleague here. And thank you for listening to me. Call me this week if you have a real estate question, 722-3232. See you next week right here. Same bat time, same bat channel on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.